listening to News Radio 830 WCCO, live from the Carrier Heating Studio.
/11:22 here at 830 WCCO. Steve Simpson in for John Hines. For sad news this morning for longtime listeners of this radio station on the passing of Roger Erickson, who died yesterday at the age of 89. The duo Boone and Erickson teamed up in 1961 and for the next almost 40 years woke up the pretty much the entire state of Minnesota, right? The news reached all the way to Ireland this morning. Our Adam Carter is on a Good Neighbor tour with CCO listeners. He broke the news to them this morning while they were on the tour bus.
I know a lot of you are longtime WCCO listeners. We got some sad news overnight that Roger Erickson passed away. It had been quite a fight for Roger, and anybody who knows anything about WCCO radio knows that Roger is one of the greats. If they had a Mount Rushmore of WCCO radio personalities, Roger would be up there.
Of course, he retired in 1998, but he stayed active in the community for the next decade or so. Charlie Boone passed away in November of 2015. Somebody who knew both of them personally, first as like colleagues, and then I guess as their boss. If you can be the boss of Boone and Erickson, I don't know. That's probably something you just let happen. But anyway, my friend John Quick, who was my boss in a former life as well, so we're all kind of connected here. John, it is really good to talk to you. I'm sorry it's on this particular circumstance, but we've said all morning this is a celebration of Roger's life because, man, he had a nice run, not only here on the radio, but just on this earth.
Yeah, he did, and I've been listening all morning, Steve, and you talk about somebody that's tough to manage. Boone and Erickson were nothing compared to you.
Well, thank you for that.
I'm glad.
But I needed managing. You just let them do their thing. I needed help, as you know.
Kidding. I'm so glad you're there and that you got to meet them. You know, quick story. I was a kid out of college in 1979, and I listened to CCO growing up like a lot of people did, and I lived in Wisconsin, and that big booming signal came in, and I always wanted to work there. And what do you know? I graduated from college, and they hired me as a promotion director. And pinching myself every day. Here I'm working with the likes of Boone and Erickson, Howard Bike, and Herb Carneal, and all the great ones, Steve Cannon. And I think they tested me. I did pretty well, I guess, because I got promoted to program director after a few years, and that's where I became their boss. But they tested me because my first summer, I was in March. They said, Boone and Erickson, as you've been saying, they're famous for one of their signature benchmarks is the worst jokes. They open their show with the worst jokes every day, and these were bad. I mean, these were awful.
Right.
But people listened to them, and then it was a trademark. So he came up with this idea. Let's say, let's compile these jokes in a book. Will anybody buy them? We'll make them buy them. We'll make the price low enough. So my first summer there, I spent in Roger's little cubbyhole office. I can still see it. And Roger had an old manual typewriter, and he used two fingers to type, and he typed up the show every day and these jokes. And I had to go through Roger's file cabinet looking for the best of the worst jokes. And they were on this old, remember the old yellow teletype paper?
And
so I looked through these things and for hours and hours and days and days, and I came up with different categories of worst jokes, some on the twins, some on farmers, some on shopping, some on family, and we put this book together. We're going to sell it at the Minnesota State Fair, and we had the back cover was we did testimonials, like is on the back cover, and we had everybody say something negative. I remember Hubert Humphrey, he said something about, I bought several copies for the bottom of my birdcage. And Rudy Boschwitz, and senator, said something just as demeaning, and I think former Vikings great and coach Bud Grant. And we printed, I think, 30,000 of these things, and believe it or not, they sold out within 3 days.
Wow.
So it was really I'm kidding. It was really a thrill to put this together. But we did all negative marketing on it, and they're still around someplace. I see them on eBay for $32.95 or something. But it was just and I got to know Roger and Charlie so well through that exercise, and then managing them. My gosh, they didn't need management. They were they were the best. I mean, they set the tone and the scene for many young broadcasters. And we're sad, but we're we have his memories, and I just want to honor his daughter Tracy and Margaret, his lovely wife, who's been at his side all these years. And you know, they're going through some mourning right now, but knowing the family, they're also celebrating the joy that Roger brought. You know, he first started as Bozo the Clown on Channel 4.
Yes.
You know that?
Yeah. Which is, so, you know, that in and of itself is just a cool thing. If you're just Bozo, that'd be cool. But then to do what else he did in his career. And again, John, I said this before. I'd only been around both of them once together, and I've got a picture that I posted on my Facebook page today. Because I was just so thrilled to meet them, because their legendary status, certainly within radio circles, crossed state lines and you know, went across that. You knew who Boone and Erickson were. Even before I met you, I certainly knew who Boone and Erickson were, and you certainly know what WCCO is. So I always try to make that point when I talk to folks who grew up listening to them. It's like they were yours, and there's no question about it. It was Minnesota, but man, they were legendary for anybody who pays attention.
Well, in those days, Steve, you know the business is as good as any. I mean, in those days, we had a 30% share of the audience in the morning, which is unheard of now, and well over a million people. I think it was 2 million people listening, you know, in the course of a week, you know, all things totaled. And it was just a very unique radio station that was just down home and related to the people. And you know, everybody embraced Roger, and you know, I believe in the future of radio, and I think radio today needs to get back to a little bit more of that, relating to real people and doing things for the community and making people happy. There's just too much non-radio out there. There's my editorial comment for the day,
and that's fine. And you know, he couldn't have been just a nicer person off the air as well, from what I could gather and from what everybody says. It's one of the things, and he would probably be more appreciative than that than all of the things we're talking about as far as this radio is concerned, because he was just a good guy, right?
Well, and he never stopped being Bozo the Clown either. I mean, there's pictures of him with the red nose. I mean, just recently, I mean, he was a clown, and you know, it was the original Odd Couple, Boone and Erickson, and Roger was, you know, I've heard Larry Hagg and others say, you know, he's always looking for a line, and he'd be there at 5 o'clock in the afternoon after being there 12 hours and say, give me a bit, give me a line, and we'd gather around his old manual typewriter and, you know, change lines. He's like, I got it, and then he'd type it up, and you know, just you know, he just never, I don't want to say he never grew up, but he never stopped being a kid. He never stopped laughing. He never, you know, forgot about finding humor and really entertaining people is what his job was. And he did it for, you know, even after he retired.
And you bring an interesting perspective, because again, you started here, as you said, kid out of college, and then you became their boss over the next few years, but you had a relationship, a friendship with both of them too.
Yeah, so very much so, and they very much a friendship. And you know, we talked about the shows and all that kind of stuff. And you know, Roger never thought he was really as good as he was, and that's, I think you know how that is with very creative, talented people. There was no ego, and you know, he'd always come in and say, "Did you hear that? Did you hear that joke? Was it okay? Was it okay?" Sid was the challenge. Sid was the challenge. And Lynch. Is Lynch still there?
Lynch still works here, yes. He works a few hours a day. Comes in the morning.
If you want to call that, and I've always said, you know, here's a meteorologist, weather guy who's wrong 50% of the time, and he still keeps his job.
Yeah, been here a long time too, so there you go. Well, it was great to have you on, John. I really appreciate you spending a few minutes with us, because again, I know you were up this morning. You texted me this morning and said that you were listening. Yeah. So we were glad that you were a part of that, listening on the radio. And we wanted to get you on here.
Look forward to seeing you at Christmas.
Please, we'll do it. Thank you,
all
sir.
Right, buddy.
All right, we'll
Thanks.
See you. Take Bye-bye. Care, John Quick, former program director, well, promotion director first, then program director here for several years here on CCO. Several years ago, during the Boone and Erickson days, at least some of them, not all of them.